fighting the devil. How do you fight the devil? Okay? Well, first of all, you got to believe there's a devil. All right? And if you don't believe there's a devil, you live it on another planet, okay? Because there's no way. And we've given a whole message from the Word of God on Satan and his demons and all of that. We gave a whole big, long message. It was like a seminar, okay? So, but that's the bottom line. Nobody will ever get dressed to go in battle to do anything unless there's a war. But if you don't think there is, and you don't, you know, whatever, you're not going to fight spiritual battles if you don't believe there's a spiritual battle. Y'all listening or not? Say. Okay? So, the Bible tells us how to fight the devil. How to fight Satan. Okay? To fight him. So, let's read the scripture. This is the passage we've been walking through. We spent, oh my goodness, like 5 weeks. Okay, we're going to end it today. Finish it today. And would you read it with me? We'll be fine. Let's read it together. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We're going to stop right there. So does the Bible say we need to get dressed to fight the devil? Does it say that? Okay, all right, just want to check on you right quick. Here we go. In case you don't believe it, you ain't no fight against the devil, but just keep reading the Bible with me. Now say it with me, come on. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Does that sound like a fight? All right, here we go. Help me. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. We're doing good. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. We've talked about this. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. That little one, the wicked one right there. That's who we're fighting. And take the helmet of salvation, which, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now that was last week's message, right? The helmet, remember? Remember the helmet? Wisdom and the Word. Wisdom and the Word. The helmet of salvation. Not only knowing that you're saved, if you're going to fight the devil, you need to know you're saved. Amen? Say. You need to know that you're a child of God. But not only knowing that you're saved, but wisdom. Wisdom that you get from God's Word that will protect your head, because our minds are the craziest things about us. Our heads are the first, it's the thing that screw our whole life up. Bad decisions, choices, horror, fear in our mind. So the helmet of salvation and the Word of God, or the sword of the Spirit, God's Word. We talked about that last week. Now today, this is the last one. Ready? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all. Now that's a mouthful. That last verse is a mouthful. Okay, so we're going to break it down today. Let's look at it and see what we can find. We're going to talk about prayer today. We've put the battle, we've got the armor on, baby. We've done that. And then last week, the helmet. Remember? The helmet of salvation. To know that you're a child of God. To know that you're saved. To believe in Jesus Christ. Not that you go to church. Well, I'm a good church goer. That's not being saved. It's believing in Jesus Christ, that God so loved the world. Help me. That He gave His what? Only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You must be born again. You must believe in Jesus Christ. It's not about a church attendance. It's not about a certain denomination. You understand that? Yes or no? That's why you don't see it in the Bible. Where is it? Where's all these things in the Bible? They ain't there. What is there is believe in Jesus Christ. Is that plenty everywhere? Say. All through. Do you know Christ? Nail that. Helmet of salvation. All this other armor you got on, helmet of salvation. And then we went on the offense. We went on the offense with the Word of God. We went on the what? Say offense. Went on the offense. I love coaching ball, the little I do, which ain't much. But the little I do, I love it. And I love, the other night, I loved seeing us drive that ball down the field. Drive that ball down the field. I love great defensive plays. But man, you got to have some offense. Even if it's just a little bit. You got to have a little something. Amen? And of all these weapons, all these things that we've been putting on, the armor, there's been several more messages on all this armor. Because it mentions two things. It mentions the Word of God and what else? Prayer. Say that with me. The Word of God and what? Prayer. That is your offensive weapons to fight the devil. Did y'all hear me this morning? Yes or no? The Word of God and prayer. Last week we spent a whole message on God's Word. Today the message is on prayer. And we're rolling now. I call it the fuel. The fuel. The fuel. If you want what it takes inside of you to be victorious against the devil, this is what drives my engine. I don't come off as trying to say I'm some great prayer warrior, but I'm going to tell you something right now. It's the thing that drives my engine. Prayer. Prayer. It's what starts me out here on Sunday morning in a pickup truck for 13 years. That's just what I do. Why do I do it? Why is it a priority? It's a priority because you're a priority. I don't want to come in here half-cocked. I want to get right with God. I want to be in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Y'all listening to me or not? And it's amazing. It's remarkable. Now, throughout the whole week, have times of prayer. We're going to talk about it today. But it's the fuel. That's what I call it. It's the fuel. Because I can come in here dragging, sick, whatever. But it's amazing. The power of prayer. I can't explain it. I can't explain the transformation that has often taken me from a pickup truck and brought me in here on fire for God. It's crazy. Y'all listening to me or not? Prayer. It's the fuel. Let's talk about it. It's the fuel. It's what we need to fight the devil. Praying always. This is our verse today. Praying always. How much are we supposed to pray? Always. With all prayer. And we're going to break this down. And supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, Roger, we're rolling now. Let's roll it. If your first time we put everything on this big screen, you can go back on the web and you can do your same thing. You click the buttons just like we're doing today. Amen? We are human beings, but we have been what? We've been converted. Now, I got the flesh, baby. Man, all Gary says, my natural body says sin, 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 sin. Man, I'm good at it. How about you? You're pretty good at it. Say, I don't need a coach or nothing. All right? But now I'm saved. I've been born again. I have Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit, the living God, lives inside of me. And I have been converted. I have been converted. Okay? And we're not what we were. We're not what we were. I'm not what I used to be. And we don't run on the same kind of fuel anymore. You listening to me? Is that true in your life? The things that used to drive you is not the things that drive you now. The things that you wanted to do, it's not what you want to do anymore. And so how many look at your life now, look back over your life, and you can't believe you did the things you did, and you look at it now, and you were just stupid. Can I see you? You were just stupid right there. There's a stupid person right there. It wasn't stupid at the time. You were running on it good. Yeah. But you've been converted. You're different. That's what I'm talking about. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new what? He's a new creature. The word is actually creation. You're a new creation. Old things are past what? And behold, all things are become what? New. So you're a new creation in Christ. Okay? You're a believer in the Lord. And so we're different now. We've been converted and we run on a new kind of fuel, baby. Come on. The fuel which is high octane what? The fuel that is high-octane spiritual is what? Now listen, prayer's not an exciting message many times. It ought to be. How many likes it? Gas is about $2 right now. How about that? You like that? Can we thank the Lord for that? Come on. Give Him some credit. It's funny how you'll get excited when you see that little sign go up. $2.09. But prayer is what you need. You need to get excited about prayer. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And the guys, how many guys are here with me that pray with me, or you have prayed with me in my truck, out in one of the trucks out there? Can I see your hands in the audience? So guys out there, let me ask you a question. When you've done that in the truck, were you sort of excited to do it? Let me see your hand. You're sort of excited to do it. I'm just telling you, it's the truth. It's the truth. And I've got guys that regularly do it with me all the time. They're just regular with me. And it's amazing. They look forward to it. They look forward to getting up on Sunday morning or whatever, get up 6:30, whatever, get all dressed to come down here and just get in the truck and pray. It's like gas was $2 or something. Amen? You need this. I need this. We need to get excited about prayer. Y'all listening or not? That I can call on Him at any time. Because I'm fighting the devil, man, and He can help me at any moment. He's right there at the right hand of God the Father making intercession for me. That's exciting to me. Amen? So, we're talking about the fuel this morning. Prayer is the energy. Prayer is the energy that makes it possible for the Christian to drive on through any situation. Say that with me. Prayer is the energy that makes it possible for the Christian to drive on through. Don't you want to be that kind of person? Say. You know, though all hell come against you, you want to be able to say, I'm going on anyway for God. Y'all listening or not this morning? I'm going to drive right through this. How are you going to do it? Prayer. Prayer and the Word of God. Amen. I'm going to make it through this. Prayer. You can drive through anything. So praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. Praying what? Say that with me. Praying always with all prayer and perseverance in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all... You're trying to make me memorize the verse, brother. I got to have a little more help than that. Let's say it four times and I believe we can all do it. Let's do it. Here we go. Come on. That was a trick. Here we go. Come on. Here we go. We're going to do it about four times, then we're going to see if we can fill in the blank. Ready? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, this is a toughie. Let's try it again. Come on. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. One more time. One more time. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now here we go. We're going to try it. Here we go. Okay. He's trying to give us help. Try it with me, church. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all. You did. Come on. Praise the Lord. You did pretty good. There you go. There we go. So the fuel. Let's just break it down now, Raj. We'll roll pretty quick now. Praying. We're going to look at it now. That verse. We're just breaking it down this morning. Praying always. The fuel. Praying always. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Keep going, buddy. Praying always. What does that mean to us today? If you try to fight the spiritual battle on your own, you're going to be defeated. You're going to be defeated. You've got to pray. The Bible says pray without ceasing. We're going to see some things. The Bible says be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. Just verses like this through the Bible. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us, say it with me, is what? The Lord our God to help us. To fight our what? Battles. And the people rested themselves. Okay, just verses like this throughout the whole Bible. Praying always. Number two, breaking it down. So praying always. Not going to take us forever, but it's about eight things here, okay? Praying always. If you want to run right for God, if you want to fight the devil, this is the engine, baby. This is the fuel in that engine. Okay? You're going to see some cylinders pop up. See those little guys up top? They also make a V. You want some victory in your life over the devil? But we've already got one cylinder. If you want to fire on all cylinders, there's eight of them right here. This is an eight cylinder that will burn some rubber. You listening to me? Prayer. Number one, praying always. Number two, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Number two, persistent in prayer. Notice how many times the word all appears in Ephesians 6. 6:18, I think. Look at it again. Look at it. Go ahead, pop it back up. The verse again. Praying always with what? All prayer. And then all. And then all. The idea is to be persistent. Say persistent. Not just to lay me down to sleep. I'd like to give you some strong advice. Go to Psalm 91 like I talked about this morning. My mother marked certain things in that psalm. And Mama knew a killer was in the next room. Because he said before she went to bed, I'm going to kill you while you sleep. That's the way my mother lived life. I didn't know she was living like that. That's the way she was living for quite some time. How did she sleep? Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, pray the Lord my soul to take. I'm going to tell you, you can say that prayer if you want to. But if a killer's in the next room, I believe you'd be praying something different. Yes or no? Say. So Mama prayed Psalm 91. I want you to look at it. Go back and look at it. How many times it says refuge and safety and armor and protection. And I'll not fear in the dark of night. It's a beautiful thing. Okay? Persistent. Some of us really need to jack up our prayer. You understand? Say. Need to take it serious. It's what we're putting in us. It's what gives us the energy. It drives us. It's powerful if you're going to fight the devil. 1 Thessalonians says, pray what? Pray without what? What's that mean? Yeah, don't stop. Just pray it all the time. I'm not talking about you. Yeah. Guys, anytime you try to impress people, you're lying and you're phony. Okay? That's number one. But also, it's just that, it's just living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, praying. At any moment, that's the beauty of prayer. Just any moment, you can pray. Pray all the time. About anything. Not just our food, whatever it is. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank Him. And I praise Him as well. But just talking to Him all the time. It's a good thing. Y'all listening or not? No matter what it is. Oh, no, I got to get to church on Sunday because something happened on Tuesday. You can deal with it on Tuesday. I don't have any superpower. Are you kidding me? You have Jesus Christ, who's all-powerful, the right hand of God the Father. You can go to Him at any moment. Pray how very persistent. Pray always. Very persistent in prayer. Keep a constant attitude of trust and communication with God at every moment. That's what we're talking about today. Amen? How many don't like it when the car starts getting that little light comes on and you're about empty? You don't like that, do you? How many don't like that? You just don't like it. How many never let it get under a quarter of a tank? How many never let it get under half a tank? See, I know how you are. But in our life, we're running on empty. You hear me? Just getting some prayer on Sunday from me and Coach Bears today and maybe a little bit at the end, that's not going to cut it for you guys. You need to be fueled up. Amen? That's what we're talking about. Be persistent in your prayers. Number three, the possibilities of prayer. Look at that third cylinder. Possibilities of prayer. Praying always with all prayer. Supplication in the Spirit. You can pray anywhere, at any time, for anything. Say that with me. You can pray anywhere, anytime. The devil don't just show up at church. He shows up at your job. Does he? Yes or no? He shows up at your home. You can go out and eat dinner as a couple. Oh, we're going to have a nice evening tonight. He's sitting at a table. Amen. Say. And Lord knows he shows up at the kids. Amen. Say. Is this the truth or what? Now, you need to be able to pray anywhere, anytime, for anything. That's the fuel. Okay? The possibilities of prayer are what? There's nothing stupid. You don't have to feel stupid. Oh, I shouldn't pray about it. I did that for years. Not that I felt stupid. I just felt like I'm bothering God. I can handle it. How many ever felt like you can just handle it? And you can handle it. And you should be a man or a woman and strong. But you don't have to handle it alone. You know what I mean? He wants you to be able to handle it. But with Him. But a lot of times my attitude was I didn't want to bother Him. Isn't that stupid? I'm stupid. But a lot of people are just like me. The bottom line is they didn't see prayer as a major thing. But if you would see Satan as wicked, that's wanting to destroy you, wanting to destroy your marriage, wanting to destroy your children, wanting to destroy our church. All of a sudden, you might think prayer is more important now. He is an evil, evil adversary. He has demons and forces all around wanting to absolutely screw us up. Amen? Yes or no? See him like that. When you see him like that, your tank, you ain't going to want the little light to come on. You ain't going to want to get down low. You're going to want to keep it after that half a tank. You're going to want to put it more in there. Amen, say. Possibilities are endless in prayer. For with God, nothing shall be what? Yeah, but I don't know about that. You know, well, leave it up to Him. Leave it up to Him. Quit making His decision for Him. Maybe this is just going to be the way it's going to be, and you're going to have to learn through that situation, and that's what's going to happen. But why not pray about it? Say, maybe things could change. But be content no matter what the situation. That's also prayer will help you do that. You will know you've trusted Him now. Yes or no? Okay? Number four, petition of prayer. We're four cylinders. Now, this is just a little old four cylinder, though. We don't want the four cylinder. We want the beast on this one. Amen? Say. Listen, you don't need to be a fuel-sipping Christian. Okay? You hear me now. You don't need to be getting 40 miles to the gas. No. I want a V8 out of you people. I want you sucking that gas. The gas of prayer. Amen? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching therein too. Supplication. With all supplication. The word supplication means what? So, petition of prayer. Supplication means to ask. You lust and have not things we want, we shouldn't have, but we want them and you don't get them. You kill and desire to have and can't obtain. You fight in war, yet you have not because you what? Did you see that? We try so many ways to get to where we want to get. And prayer is like the last resort. And many times we don't even use it. Amen. Say, you have not because you what? You have not because you what? Why don't you ask Him? You're in a battle. This is really talking about fighting the devil. This whole series is about fighting the devil. But the point is, we have not because we ask not. Why don't you start talking to Him about everything? Issues. How about your personality? How about things that, maybe some quirks you got, some problems in your life? How about start talking to Him about, I'll be fine. Maybe we don't want you to be fine. Maybe we'd like for you to work on some of those. Amen. Say, hello. Come on. I'm just talking about issues in your life. Why not talk about them to Him? Start talking to Him. You have not because you ask not. I don't believe this is talking about a new Porsche. I think this is talking about a new you, a person that can be strong in the Lord and fight, doesn't have to be weak the rest of your life. Amen. Can have faith and be victorious in your life. You'll be surprised at how many times God says yes in the Bible when somebody simply asks. Now, I'm not going to run you through that this morning, but you'd be surprised how many times God says yes in the Bible when somebody asks. That's different, ain't it, huh? Yeah, pretty amazing. The power of prayer. We got five cylinders now. That's what that little Chevy Colorado has. It has five cylinders. If you got one of those, five cylinders. Here we go. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. Again, so the power of prayer. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our what? Infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. That's the power of prayer. The power of prayer is not you just saying something. The power of prayer is the Holy Spirit, the living God in you. And you've dedicated your heart to this. I want to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going to be fueled up. And God, the Holy Spirit, helps you pray. He helps me pray. And I just see it all the time. I can't explain it other than just... And guys, it's not a kooky thing. He's not helping me so I can be kooky. I'm kooky enough, okay? He's helping me so I can fight the devil, so I can have power in my life. And God helps me through His Spirit to pray. I never would have thought I could pray for an hour. I would have never thought that. Not me. I got a personality that's like a little crazy, and I get bored. I can go nine ball games at one time. I'm on TV. I can watch them, know what scores are. I'm like that. I'm like that in life. And so God changed me when it comes to prayer. I would have never thought it could have happened. Now I can pray for an hour. And I love it. And I'm praying when they're praying. I'm out loud when they're out loud. How many know I do that? Some of you know that. That drives a lot of you crazy. I know. There's something amazing about it. Holy Spirit just helps you pray. and changes you. You can be a person of prayer. So that excuse making, you can't think that way. You need God. You need prayer. If God, the Holy Spirit, wants to help you pray. Pray in the Spirit and in not your own what? I see people pray in their own strength. I hear people pray in their own strength. And it is so, sometimes it's like fingers on a glass. There is a difference when you pray and you're just praying something you've always prayed, you've said something you've always said. When's it going to come the time in your life when you start praying, not what you've always said? And just being honest with God like you'd want to be with somebody that you love. Say. Just talk to Him. Just talk to Him. And if you start talking to Him like that, you never know, an hour might pass. And you've had a good time. Yes or no? But if we're just going to pray, la, 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 you've lost me. You hearing me now? And also a lot of people are turned, they don't ever get started in prayer because they think there's a professional thing you got to do. You don't have to do that. You get to be you. Say, I get to be me. I get to be me. He fearfully and wonderfully made who? Me. He knows the way I talk. He can understand Southern. Not a problem. Ain'ts and all that mess. Yeah. You get to be you. Okay? So there's power in prayer. There's power in prayer. It comes from the Spirit. Now we got to keep moving. Spend time with God and His Word. You want to be a person of prayer, get in the Bible. Start reading. What's the Bible got to do? Well, He told us that first. Helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit, Word of God, and then prayer. Okay? The Word of God. Spend time in the Word. Agree with God. When you read His Word, agree with His Word. You want to be a person of prayer, start reading the Bible. And when you see things in the Bible, agree with what God says in the Bible. Here's one. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Agree with Him when He said that. All things work together for good to them who love God. Agree with God when He says that. I am more than a conqueror through Him that loved me. Agree with God when He says that. See how you're going to pray instead of coming from a whiny position? You're going to come from a position of power. Yes or no? Say. But if I don't know the Bible, I don't understand the Bible. I'm going to tell you something else you don't understand. You don't understand prayer. Because what you pray in, it ain't going to be very much. I'll tell you that right now. If you don't pray from the Scripture. I'm not saying pray the Scriptures, even though I think that's okay to do sometime as well. Have at it. That's great. God loves you telling Him He's right. Don't we like that when somebody tells us we're right? Say, God really likes it. Well, God, Your Word says this about my situation, and You're right. He goes, well, I like that. Pray from the Word. Agree with God in His Word. A lot of people also, they don't pray. Well, I just think if you don't get in the Word, you're not giving God anything to work with. Well, the Holy Spirit will help me pray. He'll help me pray. He'll help me pray. It'd be good if He had something to work with. Some Bible in you. Y'all listening or not? Y'all don't get this. Or do you understand where I'm coming from? Well, why can't He use my years of experience at GM? Well, He can use a little bit of that, but He'd rather have His Word than GM experience. Yes or no? The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, not your career. Now, if you want to fight unions with that, have at it. But if you want to fight the devil, I wouldn't use what you do as a job to fight the devil. Yes or no? You listening to me? The Word of God. Give Him something to work with. Well, I don't know how to pray. I bet you money you don't read the Bible. Or maybe you just learned today this new point. Start agreeing with God with what He says in the Word and pray like that. Yes or no? It's all right to start out your prayer with God going, God, I believe You're Creator. Well, that's what Genesis 1:1 says. And you can take it right there all the way through the Scripture. Amen? We learned one today. God, I believe this is possible because You tell me in Your Word, nothing is impossible with God. Do you see how I just did that? How hard is that? I don't need to make something up or speak in some other language. Excuse me. When I've got His Word to tell Him that I can understand and He can understand. Amen? Say. Come on. Little talk there. Precision in prayer. Keep looking. We're on six cylinders. We got some V6 now. It's picking up some gas. It's moving now, ain't it? Say. Them little four cylinders, they don't go too fast. But now I got me a V6. Y'all feeling better about your car? Say. Here we go.
praying always, leave it up, let me say the whole thing this time. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So, precision in prayer. The word watch is a military term. We're fighting the devil. It's a military term, which means to do what? To be aware. We need to have precision in our prayer. We need to watch. We need to be aware. Watch you, Jesus said, and pray, lest you enter into temptation. We need to be precise in our prayer. We need to be mindful and watching and aware. Because the Spirit is what? It's what? Yeah, the Spirit's... is ready, but our flesh is what? Prayer is not something that you need to just relax and just, oh, I got it. I got this one. I got this one. I'm good at prayer. I got this one. Trying in your own natural abilities. Listen, guys, you need to be on the balls of your feet. When I used to play baseball or even coach it, I liked when the infielders, outfielders too, you're out there. Don't be sitting there because baseball's boring at times. You know what I'm saying? Man, be on the balls of your feet. That ball's coming to me, baby. Aware. Listening or not? Be aware. You've got an adversary of the devil going about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Does he just hit you in the head or hit you from behind? Hit you from all over. Beat the snot out of you. Balls of your feet. Be aware. Okay? Precision. Watch. Okay? Guard your what? Guard your heart. How many know your heart's pretty rough? Not, you know, your heart ain't up this beating thing. Your heart's more like down here. In the Bible, it's this place from, you know, there's decisions. Your will. How many of you have just really willed some wrong things in your life before? Oh, my gosh. I mean, you wanted it, though, didn't you? How many went and got it? You did it. Guard your heart. Be aware. Be aware that the heart is desperately, say it with me, the heart is desperately what? Wicked, and who can know it? You see how this works in prayer? Scripture. God, help me, help me, help me guard my heart, God, because I know it's desperately wicked. And I don't even know me, God. And that's how you can talk to God. I don't even know me. Would you help me know me? Show me my sin. Show me my wicked way. See if there be a wicked way in me. I want a right spirit. Renew that right spirit in me, God, you see? And that's back in Psalm 51, just quoting Psalm 51 to you a little bit. That's how we pray. So, precision, perseverance, seven cylinders, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all what? Perseverance and supplication for all saints. Perseverance, perseverance, perseverance. When you stop praying, you're heading for what? And guys, I feel like this might be a little boring message to you, but sorry. Going to the gas station never was much fun, was it? How many don't like to gas up your car? Don't lie, you're in church. You just don't like to do it. We're like that in our Christian life. I'm sorry. It's just not as much fun, is it? Gassing up our car, praying. I'd rather hoop and holler, wouldn't you? Hey, yeah, let's go do something. God says, be still and know that I'm God. Is that what he says? When you see Jesus in the scriptures, he took time away from the other guys, didn't he? He would go into a mountain alone. He'd find a quiet place. Why? I'm not saying it was fun. He wouldn't go, yay! But maybe after a while he did. He couldn't wait to get away from those crazy lunatic disciples and get back with his Father. Amen? How many in your life you've experienced great pain, and since that great pain, it was great pain that drove you to your knees, and now you look back and you're thankful for the great pain in your life? Yeah. Guys, this isn't the kind of message that you're just going to go up and do. It's going to take a butt whooping from the devil to get you to take prayer seriously. And once your butt's been whooped, and your bell's been rung, maybe the light will go on. Amen? Prayer. Not trying to get on to you, but I'd rather us win. Don't you want to win? Say, I want to win at the fight. Don't you want to say with Paul, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. That's what I told the football team Friday night. I was sick. Couldn't even raise my voice. And I told them, guys, I'm sick. I said, go out there tonight
Fight a good fight. Keep your faith. Finish.
Don't you want to finish well? Amen? Come on. Prayer takes discipline. Perseverance in prayer. Prayer takes discipline. It's critical for your survival in a spiritual battle. It's going to take discipline, discipline, discipline. You would never run your car on no gas. You just wouldn't.
Well, I'm going to run on no gas for a month, Earl. See how that goes. I believe I can do it. Earl's going to go, you're an idiot.
But we run that way in our Christian life. And we turn the gas in our life to our religion. I go to church. I'm nice to my neighbor. I'm a good person.
That ain't gas.
That's like the little smelly things you hang from your mirror. Y'all hearing me today? You wouldn't run your car that way. Why are you running on empty, man? Why are you running on empty? Why are you running on empty? You need the fuel. Prayer is the fuel. Don't you want to be able to fight the devil, at least run the heck out of the way?
Say.
And you flat out of gas, man. Come on. Perseverance in prayer. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing what? Instant in prayer. You know, the devil doesn't always, he doesn't always like, warning, warning, I'm going to be at your house in like 9 days and 27 minutes. He shows up. Instant, instant. Situations happen. And I'm not just talking about the devil, guys. I'm talking about our own minds and our struggle, because that's where that battle is. Instant. I need to be able to edit. The other night, I'm going to tell you what happened to me. And I know I'm talking, but we're almost done. The other night, I was having one of these spasms, these esophageal spasms. They can last for 4 hours, Lynn. It's crazy. Chest hurting. I sat there trying to get in a chair and watch a movie. Get my mind off of it. And I like mafia movies. I know I'm not the nicest person for liking movies like that, but I like stuff like that. I'm sorry. So I'm watching the thing, and they get rough, you know. I'm watching it, and I'm getting worse. I'm missing a good part of the movie, and I looked at Kim and said, we got to cut the movie off. And she looked at me, why? But anyway, I'm like, it's not making me feel good. It's making me feel worse. And so instead, I drag my body into the other room, lay across the bed, flop, and open up the Bible. And I turn to Psalm 91. And then even some Proverbs. I got in the book of Proverbs because Kim's in bed there with me. And I start reading Proverbs. Now, when you're hurting and you want to laugh, read a book of Proverbs. There's so many idiot, you know, like the idiot does this. The smart person does this. The fool does that. It is so funny. And so all of a sudden, God just through His Word got me feeling better. Y'all hearing me? That's a little goofy story, but it's a true story. How many relate to that? Because you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. There you go. So, perseverance, man. Come on. Anyway, we've got 8 cylinders now. The purpose of prayer. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for what? For all saints. The purpose of prayer. The word saints always appears in plural. It always appears in plural. It's never singular. Okay? Prayer isn't just about you. Why should we be? My life's going good, Pastor. I don't need to pray. Well, you're pretty selfish then. Because somebody else needs you to pray for them. Pray for people. Yes or no? I mean, praise God that the devil ain't attacking you right now. Praise God that you're in a good place. Praise God that you've had a victory. Amen. But there's a lot of people in this church, they're getting their tail kicked. Pray. Pray. Saints. It's not just about you, is it? And just about me. We need who? We need each other. We're not on this road alone. We need each other. That's why I love getting in that truck and praying on Sunday morning with those guys. And they can tell when I get in that truck if I've had a rough Saturday night. And I ain't talking about going around drinking and mess. I don't do any of that. There's plenty of rough stuff just when I hit my bed at night. On a Saturday night, Satan jumps in the sack with me. In my head. It's just a battle. Y'all listening or not? I know you think I'm crazy. Maybe I am crazy. It's okay. I'm still doing it. Amen? Praying. I need those guys. I need you. Over here, this sweet lady, she told me, she said, I prayed for you all this week. And I'm better. I'm better. You know, she might have been having a good week. But she took my bad and took it on her. You hear me? Come on. That's what we do. That's prayer, man. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion. He's walking about. He's walking about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren. He's wanting to eat them too. He's wanting to destroy them. Pray. Pray. So when we fight the devil, we're not alone. We have the Spirit, sure, but we have each other. Say we have each other. We have each other. Are you feeling more now, a little more purpose for praying? Come on. So we call it the fuel. Here we go. We're going to look at it one more time. Praying always. Say them with me. Persistent in prayer. Possibilities of prayer, endless. Petition of prayer. Power of prayer. Precision in your prayer, perseverance in your prayer, and then finally, the purpose of prayer. Roger, I believe we're done, ain't we? We got the fuel, baby. Let's praise the Lord for the message this morning. I think we got it. Good. Boom. Glad we did it.